AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration has launched TrumpRx, a website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at a discounted rate. The government-hosted website is not a platform for buying medications. Instead, it's set up as a facilitator, pointing Americans to drug makers' direct-to-consumer websites, where they can make purchases. It also provides coupons to use at pharmacies. The site launches with over 40 medications, including weight loss drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy. In other news, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran in Oman.
Oman has announced it mediated indirect talks between Iran and the United States over Tehran's nuclear program. The discussions took place in the capital Muscat with Oman's foreign minister Saeed Badr bin Hamad al-Busaidi meeting separately with Iranian and U.S. officials. Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi arrived in Muscat hours before the meeting along with several Iranian diplomats. The focus of the talks was on creating conditions for resuming diplomatic and technical negotiations. The meeting follows months of tension after Israel's attacks on Iran and the US bombing of Iranian nuclear sites. The US has also increased its military presence in the region. Both sides haven't commented on the talks and the scope remains unclear, but they aim to address Iran's nuclear activities and regional security concerns. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
In Pakistan, a massive bombing ripped through a Shiite mosque on the outskirts of the capital during today's prayers. Police say 31 people were killed and 169 others wounded. Islamabad police say the blast at the mosque was an attack and that an investigation is underway. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A week after rupturing the ACL in her left knee, Lindsey Vonn inspected the Olympic downhill course with other racers today a couple of hours before the opening training session in her pursuit of gold at the age of 41. This year's big game features a super rematch, 11 years in the making.
The New England Patriots face the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 60 on Sunday in Santa Clara, California. The Patriots are making their 12th Super Bowl appearance. With a victory Sunday, the Patriots, who have won 6 championships, will break a tie with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history. The Seahawks are going for their 2nd Super Bowl title. They've won 3 in a row against the Patriots, but New England holds ultimate bragging rights with a 28-24 win against Seattle in Super Bowl 49, sealed by Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler's goal line interception. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.